God did not spare His own Son, but handed Him over for us all. How will He not also give us everything else along with Him?" These words from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, I would like to offer to you as the theme for this second Sunday of Lent. You can hardly imagine that a father would hand his own son over to die for others. I think we cannot imagine that such a father would have nothing but love for his son. The accounts that were given in Scripture sometimes leave us with enormous questions or with enormous doubts. And we find ourselves then in the same place as the apostles, as they were walking down the mountain, questioning, what can this mean? What is God trying to say to us? And yet we must read the Scriptures with open hearts, with eyes of faith. We must allow the wisdom of God, which is contained in Scripture, to penetrate our hearts and our minds. The first reading today from the book of Genesis is the story of Abraham being willing to sacrifice his own son because he believed that is what God wanted of him. That is what God was asking of him. We can question, was Abraham wrong? Was it just a story? Is there any morality in this story or morality that is meant for us? All of these questions, I think, are justified. Yet we are called to read with faith, to understand the meaning of the story, that a person must be willing to give up anything, must be willing to give up everything to God. All of us know this. No one, not even the person whom we love the most, should be more important than God. Nothing should be able to separate us from our relationship with Christ Jesus. And yet, we can pray that all the persons in our lives will not only not separate us, but we would pray that they would walk with us towards Jesus, towards that relationship with the living God. But when we're honest, perhaps we can think that some of the relationships that we have in our lives are not the best for us. In terms of our religious practice, in terms of our growing in virtue, in terms of walking together towards heaven. Now, we can certainly pray for these relationships to change. Not only can we, but we ought to. This is what it means to love someone. To love others is to pray for the good for them, to pray that they can make it to heaven. But we also should then ask ourselves, at the same time, as we pray for change, are we willing to give up everything for the sake of God? In the Gospel today, St. Mark gives us the account of the transfiguration of Christ. The first Sunday of Lent, last Sunday, is always about the temptations of Christ in the desert. And the second Sunday is always about the transfiguration. These two examples go hand in hand. These two experiences go hand in hand. In both of them, there is an awareness of the special relationship with God. In both of them, there is a special manifestation of the divine power, in which God's power, that divinity, is experienced. We could even step a farther back and think, Jesus is baptized in the River Jordan, and He's willing to give everything to God. Jesus goes out into the desert and is tempted, and He's willing to give everything to God. And Jesus is transfigured, and His disciples with Him remember that experience after His suffering, after His death, after His resurrection. experienced that power of God. How he was given completely over to God such that it transformed even his outward appearance. The narrative, though, also speaks of Moses and Elijah, who appear to speak with Jesus. And those two, we could then think of their own divine revelations which they received. Moses walking up Mount Sinai, and there he received God's revelation. He received the Ten Commandments. Moses asked God, "Show me your glory." But God commanded Moses that he would not see his face, but only his back. Likewise, you could think of Elijah, who made a similar journey up a mountain. And there he had a more intimate manifestation, not accompanied by a storm, not accompanied by an earthquake or a fire, but by the still, gentle breeze. Unlike both of these Old Testament episodes, Jesus does not receive a revelation from God. Rather, Jesus is the revelation of God. In the person of Jesus, God reveals himself to us. His face is transfigured. And as we contemplate the face of Jesus, we see the face of God. We know Jesus is the perfect revelation of the Father's holiness, of the Father's mercy, of the Father's love. Let us remember, as also on Mount Sinai, that Moses received the revelation of God's will. What does he want? Here, have these Ten Commandments. And again, it was on the mountain that Elijah received God's will. Here, you are to be a prophet to my people. You have a special mission. Likewise, now in the New Testament, Jesus does not receive a revelation of what he was to do. He already knew it. But rather, it is the apostles who hear God's voice speaking to them from the cloud, commanding them, listen to him. God's will is perfectly revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. And anyone who wants to live in accordance with God's will must follow Jesus, must listen to him, must accept his words, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, acquire that deep knowledge of them by which their life too is changed, that they accept that special mission. And this is the invitation that the gospel presents then to all of us, to grow in the knowledge and the love of Christ. As individuals, as a parish community, to encounter God in his sacred word, and to allow that to change us. We see in the revelation of Jesus Christ that the Father is willing to give everything for us. We see in the passion and death of Jesus that the Son is willing to give everything for us. And so the challenge of the gospel today is very clear and very stark. Am I willing to give everything for God? This is the challenge of Lent. We would like to give all for God, and yet we don't. And so let us continue during this journey of Lent, moving our hearts and our wills, so that we may get our deepest desire, that we may do all for God, for we realize this is what we were made for, and this is how we will experience the greatest joy, when we live all for God, or as St. Ignatius of Loyola would say, when we do all for the greater glory of God, ad maiorem Dei gloriam, all for the glory of God and for the salvation of souls.